This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to Equal Agenda. This is Molly here with you today.
And I'm Isabel.
And today we're here with Faith Field. She is a content creator from Auckland. She's here to chat with us about social media and beauty standards, which I feel is a really important topic when it comes to talking about gender equality. So, Faith, would you like to take it away with a bit of an introduction to you?
So, I'm 20 years old. I'm from Auckland, and I started social media around October of 2024, so still very new. I also work for a marketing agency and also in retail, and I love fashion and lifestyle content.
And a little bit about your social media experience, like could you tell us if you have a preference for particular platforms, like what content you enjoy creating the most?
I think I definitely prefer TikTok. I find it very, it helps with the creative juices in my brain. Like, I feel like you can just post anything. You don't have to worry if it's aesthetic or not. Obviously, I love posting about fashion. And as a bit of a curvier girl myself, I like posting about size-inclusive brands and also helping other girls see that there's brands out there that are suited for us. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. And what about collaborating with, like, other creators? Like, how have you found that community online?
I think the opportunities that social media has provided and, like, all the new friendships I've made, even in the past 6 months, like, some of these girls now I'd probably consider some of my best friends. I think it's such a good way to connect and find like-minded people, especially now heading into your 20s when it is a bit harder to make friends. Social media is such a good way to connect and network with others.
Do you think that, like, when it comes to social media, is there a significant relationship between social media and beauty standards?
I definitely think that there is. I mean, especially now these days, everything is online. Most people I know have social media. Even my mum has social media. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. You get into, like, this little world, and obviously you're scrolling, like, on TikTok, on the For You page, and, you know, obviously you start seeing content that you like, but then there is, you know, other women posting and you're like, oh, like, is that what I'm supposed to look like? So I definitely think there's a big relationship between social media and the beauty standards, because you get little, like, you get trapped into this world of thinking that's the standard instead of, like, being in reality, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah. And because we have, like, a bit of a focus on young women, like, being with the YWCA. And I feel like social media, it has started to, like, impact people's confidence, like, young women's confidence, especially, like, starting from such a young age. And so, like, it's just important to really, like, bring that fact to light, I think, and encourage girls to really reflect on how they are using social media and what the implications of how they use it are, because I feel like there's different ways to use social media.
Definitely.
Like, you can, you know, like, use it to find community, like you were saying earlier about finding people and finding friendships, which I think is, like, such a cool way that social media can be used to, like, create those connections. But then also, like, it can be harmful in other ways when it comes to, like, comparison. I feel like comparison is such a big part of it. Yeah, yeah. And so how do you think that the beauty standards on social media have shifted? How do you think they've evolved?
You see 12-year-olds going into Mecca shopping, like, I want this drunk elephant. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. So it's not even just, like, us girls, like, you know, like, older teenagers or girls in your 20s, it's affecting the younger generation too, which I guess the beauty standard never used to be like that.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Isabel?
Yeah, I guess just with social media getting younger and younger girls having more access to it, I think it's almost changing the beauty standard in such, like, a radical way that previous generations didn't have. Even, I don't know, you can just, like, compare yourself to so many more people compared to previous generations that had, like, magazines, or, like, you'd see people just, like, out in your community that you might compare yourself to, but it wasn't like every day on a phone at all times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And people who are like famous because they're beautiful as well. A lot of the time, like, if you look at content creators, like, not to undermine their work efforts, because I'm sure like a lot of work goes into like staying relevant, but you will see
pretty
like,
privileged.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Young minds are like not susceptible to that kind of reflection that you and I can like all have. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you think that beauty standards, like, affect men and women differently? And do you think that they do? Or, like, have you had an experience where that might have happened?
I think beauty standards affect both men and women. Like, he's going to hate me for saying this, not that he'll probably ever listen, but my partner, like, I know he, like, follows these gym boys on, like, TikTok and Instagram, and he's like, oh my gosh, like, I need to go to the gym. I want to be as ripped or as big as this guy, you know? Like, a different, like, you know, he's a male, like, almost 21, and he's, like, still comparing himself, like, and he's on TikTok, obviously, nowhere near as much as I am, but, you know, like, I think, and obviously we already know that so many young girls do compare themselves to people that they see online, so I definitely think that it affects both men and women.
I'd say it affects men probably just as much as women. It's just less talked about with men.
I feel like that kind of ties into like men's mental health. Obviously there's a big stigma about men not speaking up about their feelings, so like it doesn't even need to be about obviously like things like anxiety or depression. It can just be as small as comparing themselves to other people on social media as well. So I agree with you, and like it's not that much like talked about at all.
If you had to like give some advice to young women, what would you say to them when you're considering the impacts of social media?
I speak to my friends about this quite a lot. You have a choice for like everything. No one's forcing you to do anything. Like you said, you can determine your For You page in the algorithm, like by just choosing who you follow, which content you see, even just maybe allowing yourself, you know, like 10 minutes a day to scroll. Like, because if you get, I know there's people that do doom scroll, and sometimes you do doom scroll for hours and hours. So I guess it's just having more control. And also looking broader than just social media, look around. Like, not everyone looks like the girl off your For You page, you know? Like, I mean, I used to obsess about it a lot, but it's like, even things like the other day I was just filming in public or taking photos, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. But like, these people are seriously going to forget about me when they go to bed at night, you know? So if you're worried about what you look like in the day, or you don't like your outfit, or your hair's not looking good, nobody cares. Honestly, everyone's so obsessed with themselves, they don't actually care.
Yeah, so true.
What about in regards to women empowering women, like, in the community online? Like, have you had any personal experiences?
Me and my friend Crystal, we actually have our own little group called For The Girls, which we run up in Auckland. We do want to, obviously, get some people to help us out throughout New Zealand. But basically, it's we created it to help connect girls roughly between, I guess, the ages of, like, 18 to 30, 35-ish. Even just things as simple as going for a walk and coffee. Like, you see all these run clubs nowadays, and I guess it also it's like, oh, should I be running? Like, no, girl, you don't you don't need to run. You can just walk and enjoy a coffee and, like, a little gossip with the girls. So that's something we've really tried to start, because, I mean, my first couple years out of school, honestly, it sounds so sad, but my boyfriend was, like, my only friend. Like, I was struggling to make friends. I didn't know how. So I guess it's just using social media, again, in a positive way, by just telling the people about this group. Like, you can come. And we've had girls come that don't come with anyone. They just, they're like, oh, I don't know if I could come or not. But, and it's so nice to see. And then, you know, you just have a chat about everything. And sometimes it's, like, as simple as just a walk in a coffee, and it can, you know, help change your mindset for the whole week and connect with other people.
That's so cool. That's like cool that you mentioned about like girls who would just come along and bring themselves as well, because I feel like oftentimes I hold myself back from doing things alone because I just feel like it's too out of my comfort zone. But I love the fact that like maybe they felt comfortable enough to come because they knew that there would be a community there, like, waiting for them. So, yeah. Like, I really love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so wholesome.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a favourite part of social media that you, like, enjoyed the most?
I actually, like, seriously think it's the community. Like, there's definitely a group of girls that consistently are engaging with my content, and it's so nice to see girls supporting girls, along with just people that message me. I never used to get it. It's so cool to see. People message me and they're like, hey, like, I've posted this TikTok. I never posted on TikTok, but I've done it because you've given me the confidence, or you've given me the confidence to, like, go shop in Glassons as a size 14 or 16, or you, like, you've made me not care about what size. It's so, like, so nice to see, and it's like, I'm so glad that my platform is being used for something, like, a purpose. I would hate just to post just because, like, I definitely agree. I think you mentioned it before about having a purpose when you're posting. Yeah. That's very nice.
It's really cool to see it, like, within our local community as well, because I feel like a lot of the times, like, you see these influencers who are overseas, but it just feels, like, more special to see it close to home, like, when, for example, when you do your Glassons try-ons and things like that, it's like, oh, like, yeah. I love that top, like, let me just go to Glassons and, like, see if I'll try it on as well, you know, like, it's cool that you're a voice in our local community, which is, like, really cool to see. How about the flip side of that? Are there any particularly negative aspects that you maybe would, like, wish to change about social media? Like,
I mean, obviously there's people that are always out there for blood, seriously. Like, I don't think it will, unfortunately, I don't think it will ever change. Like, the trolls that you get, I think, especially when I first started in my first few months and I was starting to post those Glassons try-ons, like, I've obviously filtered my comments because I don't want to see the negative stuff, but sometimes I do go and look at them and it's like, you're fat, you need to go, like, it's just so disappointing. And it's like, you know, I'm just a small girl, like, small town girl from Auckland, like, imagine people like Kim Kardashian, like, you know, like, I just feel like posting on social media, unfortunately, does open the door for so much hate from people. And I know, like, now I've learnt to block it out, but it still does affect you. Like, I remember the first few times I was receiving that hate, people, like, I would go cry to my mum, and I'm like, mum, like, these people are saying this about me. She's like, do you know them? I was like, no. She's like, why does it matter? And I'm like, you're so right. Like, like, seriously, nobody's opinions should matter if you don't value them as a person, so.
It's like they're a stranger, like, they don't know you.
Literally.
So.
Even my friend I was just with coffee with before, it's like, I'm so baffled. I was telling her that I was coming here. I was like, I'm going to get so heated in a moment. like, the audacity for people to need to comment on somebody else's body. Like, I don't understand how that affects you at all. So, I mean, I would love that to change, but unfortunately I just don't think that will. But I guess there are ways to prevent it and spread more, like, I guess, awareness about, you know, body positivity and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I think just reminding yourself that it says so much more about them than it does about you. And obviously that negativity or hate comments that they're posting is coming from a place of, like, self-loathing, or they're not happy with something in their life, so they're just trying to take it out on other people. So
just, it's so entitled, isn't it?
Like, it's like, go do something with your day.
Literally get a hobby instead of, like, commenting on other people's bodies.
I genuinely think that's some people's hobby.
I feel like there's nothing we can do to, like, make it better. Like, people are always going to be horrible online, aren't they? Like, it's such an epidemic. Like, there's it's so, like, vast as well. Like, how are you ever going to rein all of those people in?
Like,
it feels a bit hopeless at the moment, I feel like.
I feel like, obviously, it's never going to go, but I feel you can start, like, outweighing it with the positive, if that makes sense. Like, if you have, you know, big creators, also, you know, bringing awareness to this and having that relatable nature, I guess, like, to their audience, people will start jumping on that bandwagon, and, like, the hate will just be outweighed, hopefully. Anyway.
How do you, like, as a, like, slightly smaller influencer, like, how do you feel about the slightly larger influencers who aren't, like, taking that responsibility on and, like, advocating for like more peaceful interactions like across the community?
I guess like they've obviously built their platform somehow, like that's why they've got however many followers. There is a certain creator, I won't mention the name, but I just feel she's a prime example of someone who, to me, is using it for the wrong reasons. The content she posts, especially affecting, like, she's got such a young audience, and to me, they are constantly comparing themselves. Like, I have friends that are, like, a few years younger than me, and they're like, oh my god, have you seen her? Like, she's so pretty. And I'm like, yes, she's beautiful, but, you know, that's what she's trying to portray. Like, you need to be beautiful. And to me, like, it does bother me. I guess, like, each to their own and, you know, whatever works for them. But it is upsetting because, you know, they should be, to me, I think they should be utilising their platform for a bigger thing, a bigger cause. Yeah.
And also just, like, reinforcing those beauty standards, like, exactly. We touched on before.
If we bring it back to, like, women, like, advocating for, like, equality on social media, have you found that that is something that you are, like, interested in doing? Or, like, do you feel like you do it already through the content that you're creating at the moment? I suppose it's just, like, being a voice for them and, like, being
Think it is, like, I'm not saying I'm going to change everyone's lives by what I post, but even, like, just getting those messages saying I've been confident to go and walk into a shop. Like, you should be able to walk into a shop any day, any time, without feeling insecure about yourself. I mean, I've had so many experiences personally, like, you go into a shop and you're like, oh, this is so cute. You try put it on and it's like, what the heck? Like, either one, this isn't true to size, or I'm just, like, feeling totally crap about myself. So I guess it's just giving people the confidence. It's like, yeah, to go walk into that shop, go wear those clothes, who cares? Like, I definitely think it's, like, still a lot more than just beauty standards and, like, self-love. I think also it comes with the confidence, and even just things like Are For The Girls, being able to go to something yourself and, without, like, having to rely on someone. Like, you're your own person, like, you know?
Do you feel like there's anything else that you are, like, particularly passionate about when it comes to social media that you'd like to talk about?
Gosh. I guess most of it really is about just, like loving your body. I don't, like, you don't even have to be, you know, size 16. You could be size 20. You could be size 6. Everyone has their own insecurities. So I'm not saying that my message is only to, like, the, like, bigger girls, like, quote unquote. Just, I don't know. I feel, because there's people I know, they're like size 8, size 10. They're like, oh, I hate my body. And it's like, because they're still comparing themselves to, like, you know, those other girls they see on social media. So I feel a lot of it is about that. Like, I wouldn't even say I have the most confidence myself, but I feel raising that awareness on my platform and trying to show that it is okay makes me more confident, if that makes, like, that sounds really weird. But I know it's been helping other people. But I don't know. I'm just, like, babbling.
No, I totally get that, because I feel like through making your videos, it's almost like a little bit of a journal entry, or kind of like you just, like, at this moment in your life and talking about how you feel about these issues.
Yeah,
is a bit of, like, you know, there's, like, self-care in that and processing your emotions and what you're experiencing.
Yeah,
which obviously is, like, so relatable to so many people that watch your videos.
I actually, when I first started social media back in October, I actually am angry at myself now when I go to think back. I told myself, oh, like, I'm gonna lose weight first before I start posting. Like, that was my mindset, and I'm so angry at myself for ever thinking that, and I'm glad I didn't just, like, wait for that moment. Because you can advocate even if you do, like, if I did end up losing weight or whatever. It, like, I'm so glad I didn't listen to that little thing in my head, because to me that's literally comparing myself to the beauty standard. I need to be skinnier to post content, which is so stupid, because anybody can post content, so
yeah. That's interesting that you say that about, like, being like, oh, I need to change something about it before I start, because we just had Sinead on here, who she's a, like, she just started her own business, like, fairly recently. Yeah. She was saying that, like, her advice was, like, just do it, like, even like, if you're not ready. Like,
do it before you're ready.
Yeah, do it before you're ready.
Otherwise, you're going to put it off for so many years. Well,
like, if I didn't, I'm a very strong believer for everything happens for a reason, and it's like, I mean, I'm not huge still, but I'm like, none of that would have happened if I didn't just do it. So yeah, it's definitely, you never know what's going to happen in life too, so you just got to do it.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've created some really like meaningful connections like through the work that you've done, so I feel like it was worth it. The risk.
Yeah. Like the girls that I would say like my closest friends, they're not even, like, other creators. Like, I'm not saying the friendships I built have actually necessarily been with other creators. They're just girls that are living locally in my area, and they see my content. They're like, hey, can we go for a coffee? And I'm like, sure. Like, even my friend that I just saw before, that was my first time ever meeting her. She's just someone from Hamilton that's followed me and was like, hey, I want to go for coffee. I'm like, sure. Like, I don't care. I feel there are some creators that are like, oh, I'm only going to hang out with people that are also kind of at their, like, level, you know, and I'm like, that's so stupid. Everyone's equal. Definitely social media has like helped with friendships.
That's so cool. And like messages to young women specifically, like what would you have to say to like young girls who it's like who might be comparing themselves or
you're beautiful. like genuinely, everyone's so beautiful in their own way. And you might not think you're beautiful because you think this person's beautiful and I need to look like them. Like, you're still so beautiful. Your parents and your family are your biggest supporters, and they're going to be the most honest with you. And if they think you're beautiful, that should literally be all that matters. You don't need that validation from anybody else. Yeah.
And also, like, you're meant to look like you. Exactly. You know, like,
you're unique.
It was like, yeah, it's, it called? Like that TikTok trend that was like, oh, but you look like us. And it's like, you look like all the generations that have gone before you to lead up to this moment. It's almost nice, like, putting your appearance in something bigger than you, like the past, but also like the future. Like, you're just this little moment in time.
Yeah. Cute.
To be wholesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before I end it off, is there anything else that we want to kind of, like, cover? Or
I think it's just really inspiring, this conversation, and also just to hear, like, you deserve to take up space and you deserve to go into any space or environment and just, like, feel like yourself, and no one else should tell you what to do with your body or how it should look, because at the end of the day, like, it's yours, and you should be the only one concerned with it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything from you?
I guess, like, yes, I post on social media, and yes, I guess people might compare themselves to me, but I hope that they're comparing themselves in a good way. And if you do have a platform, or if you want to start posting, just do it. You don't even have to need to post or want to post. It could just be as simple as, I want to wear this dress out, but I've been too scared. Just wear it. Like, seriously, post a photo. If you want to post a photo, take a photo, be confident. You shouldn't let anybody else tell you otherwise.
That's so nice.
Do it for you.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been so good having you. Been really good. Been really, really good.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.